This is Healing Justice, a podcast bridging conversations at the intersections of collective healing and social change. I'm your host, Kate Werning, and each week we share a conversation with a powerful leader and an accompanying audio practice to help resource you in your leadership and the well-being of you and your people. So you are here to try on a practice that is about ancestral healing. And this week we have been focusing on the spiritual work that white folks need to do to dismantle white supremacy. And so you'll hear this practice be focused around white ancestry, but you're welcome to adopt it to whatever ancestry you come from. It's going to involve meditation and writing, and it's been a powerful practice for me, so I hope that it is for you too. So Yardena Peacock is helping offer us this practice, and she's a Southern-based writer, a spiritual teacher, and a healer living in Louisville, Kentucky. And she's also the director of Liberation School, which you can hear more about in episode 11 of the podcast. And Kelly Germaine Strickland is also joining us. And Kelly is a trauma therapist and a plant-based healer living in Cincinnati, Ohio. Together, Yardena and Kelly run a course called Practice Showing Up, Anti-Racist Spirituality for White People. If you heard the conversation that we released on Tuesday, we were talking together about faith and spirituality, white fragility, the complexity of ancestry and ancestral healing, and why white people gotta love each other if we are going to dismantle white supremacy. So in order to do this practice, you'll just need a place that you can focus and something to write with and a piece of paper. So once you find that spot, you can pause it now until you do, and then you'll hear Yardena begin to lead us. Welcome, everybody. So glad to be in this space with you all right now. So just take a few minutes to get yourself in a comfortable place. We are going to do some quiet sitting. It doesn't mean you necessarily need to be in a quiet space, but just take a moment to kind of put everything down, come into your seat. And take a few breaths. And as you start to even take those initial few breaths, you observe what is coming up in your body, what kind of things are on your brain. And I just invite you to continue to observe those. And start to bring the breath up and down along the spine. So right at the throat and then back down again to the tailbone. And just let the breath flow naturally up and down along the spine. Again, as you continue to observe any thoughts or feelings or emotions that you have. If you're feeling uncomfortable in your seat, then make some adjustments. Releasing the tension in your jaw, letting the eyeballs sit in your head a little bit more restfully, releasing the thighs and the hips. If there's a particular area in your body or a particular thought that keeps showing up, I invite you to go into it a little bit deeper and bring your breath and awareness there. Just let it know it's okay, that it's safe to be showing up. It's really inviting your whole self into this moment right now.
I want you to imagine that you're someplace beautiful, someplace where you feel most alive, most like yourself. Really place yourself there in your imagination, seeing the textures, the shadows, the light, feeling the softness and the hardness of things. The coolness, the hotness. Seeing the different colors. You just pick that first thing that comes to your mind. You don't have to overthink it. Just a place where you feel really safe and really held. And then explore this place through your five senses. Continuing to breathe up and down along your spine as you explore this space where you feel home. How are you moving in the space or not moving in the space? What's moving around you or not moving around you in the space? Now, in this space, an ancestor arrives. Maybe it's somebody that you actually have heard about, you know some stories or connections to, or maybe it's not. Somebody that you've yet to discover or find anything about. Just let whoever arrives in whatever body and shape they arrive in. Be with this person. Move around this person. Really seeing the fullness of who they are. Feeling the fullness of who they are. Introducing yourself. And then just hearing what they have to say to you in this moment. Another moment with our ancestor. Is there any questions you want to ask? Mostly you can just be with them and allow whatever arises to arise. Start to bring the breath up and down along the spine again. Breathing up to the throat, exhaling back down through the tailbone. Feeling the temperature of the room or the space that you're in, the hardness of the floor or the ground. Start to bring a little movement into your body. And then when you're ready, you can blink open your eyes. And then grab your paper and pen without thinking and address the letter to yourself, dear, your name, and then let this ancestor continue to speak through you as they write a letter to you. It's a continuing stream of consciousness. Don't even think about it. Just let everything pour out through your fingertips, into the pen, onto the page.
Okay, you can stop writing now, or if you need more time, you can pause the podcast as well. But now we want to move you into a place of taking these words that you've received from an ancestor into a practice that you can carry with you as you walk about the world and the soils you live on. And so I want you to ask the ancestor you just spent time with, ask the ancestor that you just spent time with, what is an item or an image that they would have for you that helps ground you in your healing as a white person, that grounds you in your healing and your lineage? It could be an item to carry in your pocket. Could be a phrase to jot down. Could be something, an image of your people that they give to you. And I'll share what mine has been to maybe help you if you're coming up short. So for me, as I've started to kind of connect back through with my people and where they came from and moved out of this place of distancing from my lineage, the thing that really spoke to me was this necklace that my grandmother left for me when she passed. This is my maternal grandmother. And it's this necklace that's just costume jewelry. It's nothing fancy or special, but it's a necklace that has a turtle on it, kind of dangling from the bottom. And I carry it with me now as I travel. I travel a lot for work. I travel across the United States. And what I really felt like Spirit was saying to me was, how do you carry something that reminds you of what's happened on these soils to your people, to people of color? This turtle reminds me that I'm on Turtle Island. And so it creates this kind of new consciousness for me around as I travel. Like, this Turtle Island is where I'm on this... these soils that we now call the United States. And it just brings up for me this different awareness around the space I'm in, what has happened to all of us as we've been racialized. So hopefully that's helpful. And so just be thinking on an item, an image, a word, a phrase. And we invite you to carry this item, this image, word, or phrase with you for the next week at least. Maybe write something down to keep in your pocket, the item that you can put in your purse or in your briefcase or whatever, to carry with you as a reminder of the people that you come from, the land that we walk on, the lineage that you are working towards healing with.
And I think one more thing that Kelly and I want to say is that ancestral healing work can be really deep and really powerful. And to take care of yourself, make sure you drink your water or tea. Maybe take a little bit of time before you enter back into the world with people, if possible. Oftentimes not possible, but just to be mindful of that. But also that this kind of practice is really reverent and sacred. And often as white people, I think we learn something and then we quickly want to teach everybody else this thing we've learned. And, oh, it's so transformative and let me teach it to you. And just ask that you sit with this a little bit longer, before sharing it out, like in a bigger way, in a teacher role. Because I think with all practices, when we sit with them a little bit longer, then something deeper happens with them. And because ancestral work is really, you know, work of moving just to a very spiritual place, and we're working really with, like, you know, beyond the worlds, to take care in that and to really show up to it as a reverent practice and not just as something that you're doing and sharing out without that kind of reverence to it. So just ask that you hold that to yourself and to just spend some time with this. And then also, this is a practice that you can come back to, but to, again, just show up to it with reverence, and that sometimes we need some time in between returning to this kind of place of calling up our ancestors. That this is long, long work. Thank you so much for holding that.
Thank you to Kelly and Yardena for that practice. You can download our corresponding conversation about white ancestral healing, white fragility, and the spiritual work that white folks need to do in order to be able to show up for anti-racism by downloading the episode before this one, the one that released on Tuesday of this week. And you can sign up to stay in touch with us at healingjustice.org. And we also have a really fun new thing happening there. If you go to healingjustice.org, in the upper right, you'll see a button that says submit your affirmation, and you have a chance to actually make a donation to support the podcast and record yourself or write something down for us to read, celebrating some of the amazing work that you've seen happening at the intersection of healing and justice in your own community. And so we invite you to add your voice to the podcast, add your support to the podcast, and check that out on our website, healingjustice.org. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Check out the links in the show notes. And I'm very grateful to Zach Meyer at The Cole Room for always producing this podcast every single week. Thank you for joining us and practicing building movements that liberate all of us. And we'll hear you next week.